my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters, and praise Yah for another blessed day. Thank you for joining me here to listen here to this message. Another important message that I don't see many places teaching about, but something I want us to understand, because it certainly blesses me to read the scriptures and see these things, and I pray it blesses you as well. There are many believers today who are looking for a better congregation and looking for deeper fellowships, and they're looking for unity among believers. They are looking for revival, but often they're looking at the wrong places. I know myself, it's hard to find, and it's been hard to find fellowships throughout my walk, and I certainly know there are others that have this issue as well, and this is why I started an online fellowship. So in the between times when people are having trouble finding fellowship, they have a place to go. And I want to look at today of what the issue might be and why we're not able to find good fellowship often. The problem is not that we need more church activities or that we need more church programs. The problem is not even that we need more conferences, because all of these things are certainly out there. The greatest need for believers is to be connected to Yeshua every single day. And when every believer walks closely to the Messiah, true fellowship happens naturally. When believers drift away from Him, no amount of activity can replace what has been lost. So today I want to speak about the order of Yahweh's establishment. Because one of the main things I see the enemy attacking people is taking Yahweh's word out of order and trying to present that as correct. And it's not correct. But people believe it's correct. And then these people fall away from getting close to our Creator because they're not doing things in the order our Creator gave it to us. When we study Scripture and we read Scripture, it's so important to look at the pattern of order that He has in Scripture, and to follow that order. And there's other words for this, but basically that's what come down is learn the order of our Creator and follow it. So before we look to fellowship with other people, the order of our Creator is we first fellowship with Him. Fellowship has to come first, and then fellowship with His people. If we reverse that order, we end up with religion instead of life. And this is an important thing when it comes to order that we need to get and understand. Everything begins with our relationship with a wonderful Creator. Everything. Many people think Christianity or biblical faith is primarily about getting together. But the scriptures teach us something different. The scriptures teach us different than what man teaches us. Before our Creator ever calls us to love one another, which He does, He first calls us to love Him. And we're going to look at some scriptures here. In Matthew 22:37 to 22:39. You shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, with all your mind. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Notice the order, folks. Notice the order. Love Yahweh, then love people. If the first relationship is weak, the second relationship will eventually become weak too. Many believers try to fix horizontal relationships without repairing their vertical relationships with our Creator. That never works for very long. Yeshua is the head of His people. The Bible never teaches that believers are simply members of a religious organization. We are members of a body. Now, let's understand this. another pattern of our Creator, so we get it and we understand this. Everybody, and I'm not saying everybody, you could say everyone or everybody, has one head. So this could be like looked at, you know, as you could say, well, my body has one head, but no, I'm talking about the body of Messiah has one head. And the head of the body of Messiah is the Messiah, is Yeshua. Colossians 1 verse 18 says, he is the head of the body, his community. That means our direction comes from him. We follow him. Our wisdom comes from him. Our strength comes from him. And if we lose our connection to the head, then we lose the source of all spiritual life. The branch cannot survive apart from the vine. And a body cannot function apart from the head. Neither can a believer. So important to comprehend the order and understand the way it works. So as we're running around looking for fellowship with others, looking for the best place to go and fellowship and who to fellowship with, let's get the order right and make sure we're in good fellowship with our wonderful Creator before all of that. And something we teach here at Torah Life Ministries is, and Torah being the first five books of the Bible, which is a guidelines and instructions, and talking about this, is the blessings that our Creator gives us and the obedience that comes out of those blessings, or we could say the blessings that come out of that obedience. You see, we're not being obedient so we can receive blessings, but we should be obedient because we've already received the blessings. No, but we need to get close to our Creator, and obedience is what's going to keep us close to him. Yeshua's greatest commandment was, follow me. Be a follower of me. That doesn't just mean walk behind him. That means the way he walks and talks and the way he thinks and the example he set for us to live, to follow him. And Yeshua is known as the living Torah, the living guideline, the living instructions. Set an example of how we should live. You know, they say the word should come off paper and become on our heart. Well, Yeshua should be on our heart always. Many believers wonder, why does our Creator seem so distant? Sometimes they think they need more emotion, or they need to go to another conference, or they need to have a better worship experience. But often the answer is much simple. He desires obedience. So the question shouldn't be, am I doing enough of this or enough of that to get closer to him? In terms of, am I reading my Bible enough? Am I studying the Word a lot? The question we often need to ask ourselves is, what does he tell me to do in my life? How does he tell me to live? And am I following him? Am I living the way he told me to live? John 14:21 says, the one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who keeps the obedience to Scripture. Listen, folks, love is demonstrated, how? By obedience. Not by perfection, but obedience. Obeying, keeping, following, doing the will of our Creator. When we knowingly ignore the commandments, the guidelines and instructions, his will for our lives, our fellowship with him is going to suffer. And disobedience is sin. And it's sin that interrupts the fellowship. You're following our Creator, being obedient to his word, and the greatest blessing of that is being fellowship with our Creator. We understand that disobedience interrupts fellowship. Salvation is by grace, but fellowship is maintained through continual repentance and obedience. David understood this. After his sin with Bathsheba, he prayed in Psalms 51:12, restore to me the joy of your salvation. He did not ask for another salvation. He asked for restored fellowship. Many believers have salvation but little joy. Why? Because they tolerate compromise, they excuse disobedience, they ignore conviction. Yahweh's Spirit faithfully convicts us not to condemn us, but to restore us. Repentance is Yahweh's gift to help us. I really hope you're understanding what I'm saying here, because until we can learn his order and also understand why we need to be obedient to his guidelines and instructions, and understand the disconnect when we take things out of order, or understand why we're not in fellowship with him, or why our relationship doesn't seem close with him when we're not doing the things he said to do, the guidelines, instructions, the Torah, the commandments, the Bible, that is literally a light for us in the world of this darkness. You shut off all the lights in your house and walk around and tell me if you're not going to get hurt. You turn on that light, it's going to help you to see the way, to see where you're going, to be safe, to be careful, and to reach your goal. Well, literally, the Bible is what's going to be the light to our spiritual life that's going to help us in our relationship with our wonderful Messiah. We've done many messages talking about these type of topics. How do we get that great fellowship with our Creator? We had a whole lecture about our conscience. We must understand that a clean conscience definitely matters when it comes to this. In Acts 24:16, I always strive to have a clear conscience before God and man. Paul emphasized the importance of living with a clear conscience. Now notice the direction, notice the order towards Yahweh and towards man. When the Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart Holy Spirit, convicts us, confess quickly. We have wronged someone, make it right quickly. Do not carry hidden sin, do not carry hidden bitterness, and do not carry hidden pride. A clean conscience keeps our heart tender before our Creator. The order, our Creator and man. The order, fellowship with our Creator and then man. It must all be about our Creator. Everything from our obedience, our fellowship, our conscience, our love. If we want to have all the promises that Scripture promises us, we need to understand Scripture. We need to understand order. We need to understand how our Creator wants us to do these things, or why and when he wants to do these things. So it's good and helpful to have fellowship with others, to find a church you like or an assembly or congregation you enjoy, that you fit in, you feel you're getting fed. But before that, real fellowship is spiritual before it's social. You know, we have to understand the difference. Let me tell you, put it this way. If you're in fellowship with our Creator, if you're following his guidelines and instructions, you'll be able to find fellowship from other people as well, and you'll be able to walk together. But if your relationship with our Creator is not complete, if you are not following his guidelines and instructions, you will not have fellowship with one another. You will just be spending time with them. And there's a difference between the two. I know this. I see this. When you're in the presence of other people that are attempting to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, not observing the pagan customs of this world, not dummying down the commandments so they can enjoy their life, but with a great heart and great joy trying to keep the guidelines and instructions. And when you're fellowship with people like that, it's a whole nother level than spending time and with people that aren't doing those things. There's a difference. There's a difference between spending time with people and true fellowship. True fellowship can only come with true believers. True fellowship can only come with those that are seeking him. This is a reason why we don't find true fellowship. And yes, many of the churches we go to aren't teaching the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. They're not teaching the commandments. They're not they're excusing it, saying it's okay to live in sin. They might not use those words exactly, but guess what? Sin is transgression of the Torah. The guideline instructs about Creator. The Torah isn't some Jewish thing for Jewish people. No, it's a Yahweh thing for Yahweh's people. You know, it's wonderful to fellowship and go to, whether it's a church or a home fellowship, and share meals together or visit one another. It's wonderful. Serving together is great. But that alone is not biblical fellowship. People can spend hours together and still not be spiritually united. On the other side of that, believers who have both been walking closely with our Creator, they could even meet years after being apart and immediately recognize a shared love for Messiah. Why? Because true fellowship begins with the Spirit. 1 John 1:3 says, indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Yeshua the Messiah. Notice where fellowship begins, with our Creator, and then it flows outward. We have to get this. The unity, the oneness, the togetherness cannot be something that's manufactured. It has to be unique. It has to be. You got to understand, as many churches try to create unity through all these activities and retreats and programs and all these events and everything else. Fine, they have their value, but they cannot create spiritual unity. Only the Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart spirit, can do that. Ephesians 4, verse 3 says, making every effort to keep unity of the Ruach in the bond of Shalom. You get this? Notice this. We do not manufacture this unity. We preserve the unity that Yahweh creates. When believers walk in humility, walk in repentance, walk in obedience, unity follows. You want great fellowship? Find some great followers of Yah. Believers, not make believers. It's a big difference. Big difference. I'm not telling us to judge people, to knock them down. I'm not saying we can't be around people to lift them up. But know the place where we're at. You're only going to find that true fellowship, not in those who are perfect, but those who are seeking to be perfect. Those who have a heart for our Creator. You become like the people around you, but they become like you. If you surround yourself with all these people that don't have a heart for Yah, a very good chance your walk will decline. It's great to go out there in the world and preach to the sinners. Let's go out there to talk to other people and minister to them. But you have to have some fellowship with true people of Yah. And when you have that, and first and foremost, you have it with our Creator, you're going to remain solid during that storm. You're not going to go back and forth and waver around. You know, remember, you know, just like a body needs every cell to work properly, to be healthy, the body of Messiah needs all its members to be working well, to function the way it should. Our Creator never intended us to live isolated lives, and we have to understand about oneness and fellowship and get this right. It's not one person that knows it all. Every believer has gifts. Each believer has responsibilities. And each believer has a purpose. 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, but now Yahweh has placed each one of the parts in one body, just as He desires. No one has every gift. No one knows everything. And no one can do it all. But our greatest contribution comes from our personal walk with our Creator. That's what we must understand. That's what we must get. A believer who spends time with our Creator brings life into the congregation. A believer living in the compromise spreads discouragement. Your private life affects the entire body. Remember, he took it off paper and put it on our hearts. That's where he wants the guidelines and instructions to be. Do not be mistaken, like the church is mistaken today, often teaching something that's very crucial to fellowship. The renewed covenant is not abolishment of our Creator's guidelines and instructions. It doesn't do away with it. It internalizes it. Again, it's so important. He didn't just want it on paper. He wanted it on our heart. Jeremiah 31, verse 33 says, I will put my Torah within them. Yes, I will write it on their heart. The goal is not outward religion. The goal is inward transformation. A changed heart naturally desires obedience, not to earn salvation, but because we love the one who saved us. Hallelujah. That's what we must get. This is what we must understand. To walk daily with him is the first step. To be a true follower and seeker of him. We study the word, we read the word, we apply the word with joy. And I don't want to say this attraction word, but you'll start to see other believers around you as well. You know, because when you're being obedient, you start to see the true believers from the make believers. You know, so we must seek him and walk with him daily. Some people only seek our Creator when things fall apart or things are going wrong. Scripture teaches us to walk with him every single day. And there's so many examples of in this of Scripture. It says that Enoch walked with our Creator. Noah walked with our Creator. Abraham walked with our Creator. The walking speaks of consistency. Small daily steps. That's it. Prayer, Scripture, repentance, obedience, listening, following. This is discipleship, folks. This is it. But what happens is, the number one thing when people get busy that they put on the back burner is a relationship with our Creator. It's the number one thing. They don't have, if you're getting up late for work, you're not stopping to pray or read the Bible. You got to get to work. You're pleasing your boss and your job and worshiping your money more than you are our Creator, because that's more important and this can wait. That's the problem we have today. People often say, I don't have time to read my scriptures or time for our Creator. But it's quite interesting how people always make time for what they value. Somehow they find time for what they love. They find time. They say they don't have time to read their scriptures or time to pray or go to a church or something, but they seem to have time for all their other activities in their life. The question really is not whether you have time. The question is what and who has first place in your heart. Yeshua said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness. Not last, but first. Not when everything is finished, but first, before everything. Number one, we must build our lives around Yahweh, not the other way around. We don't fit him into our life. We should fit our lives into his guidelines and instructions and around him and who he is. This applies to us in a single level. This applies to us in a family level, in our home life. When we talk about this fellowship, a husband cannot lead his wife spiritually if he rarely seeks Yahweh himself. Parents cannot teach their children to love scripture if the Bible stays closed all week. Children notice consistency. Your greatest sermon is your daily walk. Hallelujah. They should see you praying and reading scripture, repenting when you fail, and serving with joy. The example leaves a lifelong impact. And this is how it was in the early congregation. Acts describes believers who are united. Why? Because they first devoted themselves to Yah. He was number one. Acts 2:42 says, they were devoting themselves to the teaching of the Emerses and to the fellowship, to breaking bread and to prayers. Notice the priorities. Truth, fellowship, prayer, not entertainment, popularity, and programs. A congregation built on Yah's presence will stand. So I ask you all to examine your hearts. Examine your hearts. Before asking, why isn't my congregation or assembly or church better? Ask, am I walking closely with you, Yahweh? Before asking, why don't people encourage me? Ask, am I encouraging others? Before asking, why don't I feel connected? Ask, have I remained connected to Yeshua? Revival begins in the mirror, folks, not through criticizing others. So I want to leave you with some practical steps to take this week. Five practical challenges for you. Number one, spend time with our Creator before reaching for your phone every morning. Read scripture every day, even if it's only one chapter. So we got time, we have reading. And number three, immediately confess known sin. Number four, seek reconciliation where relationships have been damaged. And number five, ask the Ruach HaKodesh, the set apart Holy Spirit, each morning, what do you want me to do today? If we consistently practice these things, our walk with Yahweh will be deeper. And as our fellowship with Him grows, our fellowship with His people will grow as well. The greatest need of this generation is not another movement. It's not another denomination or another celebrity teacher. It is believers who truly know Yahweh. People who obey Yahweh when no one is watching. People who treasure His word. And people who love Yahshua more than they love the world. When every believer stays connected to the head, the body becomes healthy. When the body is healthy, the world sees Messiah. So don't make your first goal finding better people. Make your first goal knowing Yahweh better. Stay close to Yeshua. Walk in obedience. Keep a tender heart. Remain filled with the Holy Spirit. Then true fellowship will no longer be something you are trying to create. It will simply become the natural fruit of walking with Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all have a blessed day. Yah be with you this day and always. And shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters.
Torah Life Ministries, come out of the world. Messiah people, seek the truth.
Listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Torah Life. Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.